Hey, this is Jody. I don't think I've said Happy New Year, and January is nearly over. So Happy New Year, audio booers, and here's to a fantastic 2011, legs 11. I'm glad 2011's here, even though I haven't had a break as yet. I've worked through and just had the main days off, which is fine. But I'm grateful that 2010 has now passed. 2010 started off really well, and I had a trip to Fiji early in February, which on mid-February, which was lovely. Fiji is an extraordinary place. And after that, I discovered that I had an issue with my shoulder. Not that Fiji caused the issue with my shoulder, I must say, but had a problem with my shoulder, which was causing me to lose a lot of sleep and basically only get probably 2 hours, 3 hours a night. And week after week of this, because I wasn't able to sleep on my shoulder, and you generally roll over onto it at some stage, or even slightly onto your shoulder in the middle of the night. So I couldn't lie on it, but I also couldn't lie on my other side because my shoulder that was sore, which was my left shoulder, would relax. And that act of relaxing just compounded everything, and it felt like somebody constantly had their fingers digging into my joint. It was just the worst feeling. So by the middle of the year, I'd booked in to see a specialist, and it was strangely enough a man that I sail with, lovely guy, so I knew the surgeon, and I had an arthroscopy on my shoulder, which only now is starting to come good. I'm able to do a lot of things now that I wasn't able to, so that really held me back. I wasn't able to sail, but I do recall just within the week after the operation, being able to sleep. It was painful, but a different pain. It was that the pain that you know is a healing pain rather than a pain that is steadily getting worse, if that makes any sense whatsoever. I hope it does. And then late in the year, my grandmother had a fall and sadly passed away 2 days after my birthday. So, or 2 days before, sorry. 2 days before my birthday. So that was sad, but I was also happy that she was in a better place. She was 95 and a half. That half year is very important at that stage. But I also had a lot of planning. 2010 was a big planning year for me, and researching different things that I want to do. I can't talk about it just at the moment, but I'll let you know as it evolves, because it's a big plan for me, and I was able to research and study what I need to. And so now, 2011, I welcome you with open arms. I'm so happy that things are falling into place. I'm so blessed with the people that are around me. And I'm looking forward to a fantastic 2011. So happy New Year, everybody, and I hope to do a few more audio boos as things progress. And I won't keep you in the dark for much longer. I promise I'll be able to talk about my planning one day. Soon. Goodbye.